Can you imagine being a grandmother or a grandfather and seeing that your grandbaby arrives to visit you and they're totally beat up by a grown man, by your own son, by your own daughter? That's what happened in one of Straightway's compounds. Check this out.
I have my grandson who's badly abused by his parents. He's 14.
Okay.
He's being abused.
We really started looking at this as an endangered missing person.
His grandmother took a picture of Bryson with a black eye, and when Bryson's mother came to pick him up, she called 911 after she said there was a confrontation between her and her daughter, Bryson's mother. Kristen then took off in a white 2015 Chevy Suburban from the grandmother's Garfield Heights home. Minutes later, Garfield Heights police pulled over Kristen in that Suburban, but no Bryson.
In that period of time, Bryson wasn't to be found. We don't know where he went.
Bryson's father, Daniel Muir, played 7 seasons in the NFL as a defensive lineman, playing college football at Kent State University. He now appears to be a pastor at a religious group called Straightway Truth Ministry.
The anatomy of a cult leader. How does this happen, right? How did this man become into what he's become into? Well, he learned what he knows from that man right there, R.G. Stair. Amazing. The authorities had to get involved in R.G. Stair's ministry.
New tonight, a woman who says she was victimized at a Walterboro church wants her voice heard. Pastor Ralph Stair, charged and convicted of various sex crimes, died over the past weekend. News 2's Katie Turner spoke with a woman who says she was abused by Stair, and she says she wants her words to be the last words about him.
For 7 years, Yates lived on a compound in Walterboro with dozens more of Stair's followers called the Overcomer Ministry. She says it was a trap she fell into at a vulnerable time in her life.
Because I was sex trafficked at 17, and then I jumped into the ministry because I wanted to give my life to God, and then I jumped into a cult unknowingly and couldn't leave for 7 years.
The dark and twisted stories of Stair's religious leadership first came to light in 2002 when 2 young women came forward accusing him of sexual assault. He was arrested, convicted, and spent 77 days behind bars.
And we're now seeing that the authorities are getting involved in Straightway as well. Now, what these cult leaders will typically do is they'll simply blame the devil. It's always the blame game. But is it the devil? Or is it them that are refusing to submit to Christ, resisting the devil, and allowing the devil to flee? Something's going on at Straightway, and it's pretty dark. You know, Ringo TV Reactions, he first broke the news, so I definitely want to make sure I give credit to Ringo, and shout out to Ringo. I'm happy that you moved. I'm happy that your family is doing well. Very proud of you, man. Very proud of you on that. Ringo released a video, and on that video, it was talking about some of the latest updates involving Straightway and the alleged events that occurred. And according to this news article here, the beating that they put on the kid was so strong and intense that they actually are heard in a recording through police statements where the reason they beat up the kid this bad is because they're living in America. And if they were living in a foreign land where they can actually obey the scriptures, as Pastor Dowell feels that he has to obey the scriptures, that the kid would be dead. That the kid wouldn't even be here anymore. That they would put him to death. But because they're living in America, they can't do that. So that's why this grown football player decided to beat on his kid like he beat on his kid.
With a black eye and swollen face, court records say investigators also have a recorded phone conversation between Daniel and a family member where Daniel admits, "I whooped his blank like a grown blank man." Daniel says he punished his son for inappropriate behavior and that if they lived in their religious homeland, the boy would be put to death for his acts. But they can't do that in the United States. The boy would be put to death for his acts. But they can't do that in the United States. For more than 2 weeks, the Muirs would not cooperate with the Department of Child Services investigation, leading to a silver alert and the eventual raid. Police say the boy was found safe and well, along with other Muir children. But 2 boys told investigators they had been whooped by their parents, one even getting a bloody nose from their punishment. Daniel is charged with domestic battery, a misdemeanor, Both parents are charged with obstruction of justice.
Galatians 1:8, it warns us, it tells us that even if an angel comes down from heaven and preaches unto you another gospel, don't believe it. You see, many of these cult leaders like this man and this man, they're able to get away with it because they brainwash you. People forget that Satan comes as an angel of light. Satan's not going to come at you with a pitchfork as the American devil's always designed. No! This is why the scriptures tell you that you have to be a Berean and compare everything to the Word of God. But the people at Straightway are brainwashed. They're completely brainwashed. I want you to listen to this audio here of this gentleman that's at Straightway. You see, because another thing that Straightway is doing is they're realizing that a lot of people like Ringo TV Reactions and others, they're talking about them a lot. So what they're doing, because of the algorithm and how it works, they're now making videos saying Straightway Exposed to take over the algorithm so that you click on it and it's actually a promotion for Straightway. That's biblical, isn't it? That's manipulation. That's witchcraft. But that's how they operate, because they want you to click on it and then it's an ad for their ministry. Listen to this ad and tell me if this is not ridiculous.
I want to talk about what you probably haven't heard. From the aspect of us being given $50 a month per person, it may not seem like a lot, but I have a whole list here of the things that we don't have to pay for out of that $50 a month. We have access to Netflix, Amazon, Apple TV, HBO Max. We don't have to pay for any of those subscriptions. I can go down in the theater anytime that I want and watch whatever shows that I want. We have an Xbox. I can go play games whenever I want to. We have a gym in the house that I don't have to pay for. I don't have a membership to go and work out. I can work out anytime that I want. We also have a gymnasium. I can play basketball. I can run around the gym. We have a pool. We have a hot tub. Those are the things I don't have to pay for.
He has individuals in this ministry that they pay $50 a month allowance. A family man that gives all of his income to the ministry gets $50 monthly allowance. That's it. But they get $300 for alcohol a week.
Alcohol. We have a $300 a week budget for alcohol. The video got cut off, sorry. So I was saying, we have a $300 a week budget for alcohol. So, but with that, we're only allowed to drink 4 days out of the week. We're oppressed, aren't we?
You do the math. You do the math.
You accuse me like you did Jesus. I'm a wine bibber.
Drinking, 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 drinking on public videos.
Now we're talking about, look at him drinking. I went over that too. This is called, what beer is this one? Is this gross? You accuse me like you did Jesus. I'm a wine bibber. In this case, a beer bibber.
Hallelujah.
Nice. We go over into the law too. Got me some nice little strong drink over here too. Let's take the edge off of it.
Oh, yeah.
Huh?
All on the dollar and the backs of the people that donate to his ministry. Does it make sense to you for them to give a person $50 monthly allowance, but $300 a week for you to stay drunk?
So I was saying, we have a $300 a week budget for alcohol. So, but with that, we're only allowed to drink 4 days out of the week. We're oppressed, aren't we? We're oppressed, aren't we?
You tell me. You tell me. And then the gentleman starts boasting about some of the benefits of living in the compound. You get free Netflix. You get Cinemax. You get to go to the pool. You get to work out at the gym. Newsflash, my friend. You get all of that in an apartment complex here in Florida. In Florida, when you live in an apartment complex, you have a guest house. You can go there and watch TV. You can watch Netflix. You can watch Cinemax. You can go swim in the community pool. You can go to the gym at the apartment complex. People are so brainwashed to a point that they're willing to submit to these ministries for free Netflix and Cinemax and a gym and a pool. I don't know about you, but there's something diabolical happening at Straight Way Ministry. And what you're seeing that happened to R.G. Stair, you're seeing the downfall of Pastor Dow, and he's not the only one. You're going to see this happening all over America as the times continue to happen. But it is because of the people. You know, in the Old Testament times, this is a Bible verse that talks about how people would say, prophesy not unto us the hard things. They wanted to hear the smooth things. That's what Christianity has become. That's what a lot of Israelite camps have become. They want to hear their own thing. They want to cherry pick the Bible and pick their own thing. But we're not in those types of times, my friend. We're in times that you have to pick the true thing, which is Jesus Christ. And you have to honor his commandments. You have to honor his instructions. You have to follow him every single day. Because these seducing spirits and doctrines of devil, they're diabolical. You know, a few months back, we talked about the Virgin Auction Block. Remember that? The Virgin Auction Block, where Pastor Dowell got up there and started selling these females. He literally said, when you buy one of these, they're ready to go right out of the package.
So that's the reason why this land commands a price.
But then he says some things that really bother me. Because as he's shown the women there on the front, like a virgin auction block, can you cook, can you clean, can you clean? All the men are clapping. They're hungry. They're like, yeah, yeah, let's clap. Whatever Pastor Dallas says. And then he says this commands a price. Then he says some things that really alerted me. You getting ready to buy value. You're getting ready to buy someone who already right out of the package is ready for marriage. What?
It's just that the Torah commands and demands a price and a value to be put on it. So you getting ready to buy value. You getting ready to buy somebody. You getting ready to buy somebody that comes already, right out the package.
But though we or an angel of heaven, I happen to believe that a lot of these people that are masquerading as pastors, as leaders, as church leaders, as congregations, as compound leaders, as community fellowship leaders, a lot of them are operating under some diabolical spirits, man. And you have to be truly, truly careful in these times because people are asleep and because people are at a point where they're just not thinking properly. We're seeing the same things repeated. We're seeing the same anatomy of cult leaders repeated. We're seeing their brainwashing happening. You know, the crazy part is that this piece of land where this happened to Bryson Muir, according to some reports, it cost over $2 million. And guess who the owner of it is now? The foundation of Pastor Dowell. Goes to show you there. While one man is in prison, all of their property belongs to Pastor Dowell. Everything belongs to Pastor Dowell and the foundation of Pastor Dowell. But hey, you get some Cinemax, you get $300 a week for alcohol.
So I was saying, we have a $300 a week budget for alcohol. So, but with that, we're only allowed to drink 4 days out of the week. We're oppressed, aren't we?
I didn't say that. Y'all said it. When a ministry is willing to give you $300 a week for alcohol, but only $50 allowance for you to live with your family, and you find that biblical, I'm sorry. There's something diabolical happening here. If you have family members at Straight Way, urge them to leave. If you're thinking of even opening up a community and signing up with Straight Way, pray about it and leave and run as fast as you can. You know, Proverbs 13:22 speaks about leaving an inheritance for our children. What inheritance can you leave for your children when all of it is signed over to Pastor Dowell? You see, Pastor Dowell wants to be an Israelite when it's convenient to him. But when it comes to community living, then he cherry picks the New Testament. That's the problem with all of this stuff, the cherry picking back and forth. It's diabolical in nature. It's not of God. And I want you to know that if you need any help, if you need anything like that, if you need any prayer, if you need to talk to someone, we're here to help you, you know? We're here to help you. Whether it be on Zoom, we can talk through Zoom, we can talk things out. Just do whatever you got to do to run from these type of compounds. You know, they don't have a patent on you living according to the scriptures and statutes and commandments. They act like they're the only ones. No, they're not. They're not. You have the scriptures in front of you. You have the Holy Spirit, which is your teacher. And he will guide you into all truth. He will guide your family into all truth. I know that community living in these times is something that seems very much like something that we would all want to be a part of. The problem is that the hearts of a lot of people aren't in the right place. If you truly want to be at a point that you want to set up a community with different people, look for some land as an example. Make sure that the plots are divided, that your land is in your name and in your children's name and in your family's name, okay? Because the one thing that I can tell you for sure is that a lot of people operate under the scriptures when it's convenient to them. But when it comes down to really, really, really the nitty gritty, the really, 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 really details of things, a lot of people are not operating in the statutes and the commandments of the Most High. And it's a sad thing to see. And I'm not coming to you as if I'm the one living that way. No, listen, this is a daily battle that we all have to live for him. Otherwise, we fall prey to cult leaders like this. And he's a victim himself of a cult leader like that. And that gentleman himself learned from someone else as well. These are the same entities that were in him, are in him. They are just the puppets. They think that they're the puppeteers controlling a community. But little do they know that they themselves were manipulated by the devil. Sad times. Sad times. But what do we do in these times? Listen. I truly believe that we need to focus our lives on loving the Heavenly Father with all of our might, with all of our soul, every day. Because if you truly love the Most High with all of your heart, with all of your soul, every second you breathe, every moment you walk, you're not going to fall victim to any of these things, because you will really clearly understand that none of these things that these cults are doing align with the biblical commandments and statutes of the Heavenly Father. They don't operate in the love of the Father. So I want us to pray for a moment, if that's okay with you. I'm going to take a few seconds to pray with you. I want to remind you again, tfgministries.com. We have an area there. If you need, if you're struggling, if you need help, or if you just want to email me, brothernaptali@gmail.com. We'll make time to be able to talk with you, help you out through this. But the most important thing that you can do is resist the devil. Right? You have to submit to God first. Resist the devil. He's going to flee. People want the devil to flee, but they don't want to submit and resist. No temptation has overtaken you except that which is common to man. With the temptation, God provides a way of escape. We have to look for that way of escape. You can escape these ministries. Don't be afraid. If you're in Straightway right now, don't be afraid, okay? If you need Cinemax and a gym and a pool, just go to an apartment complex, man. With the amount of hours you're putting there at Straightway, go get an apartment. You and your wife figure things out and build your own thing for Jesus Christ. For Jesus Christ. Because the things that we have on this earth, they're all going to rust and pass away. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for everything that you do. We want to thank you for your mercy. We want to thank you for your grace. We want to thank you for your love. And we want to thank you for your discipline and correction. If there are people around the world listening to this right now that are even entertaining joining a community, or even entertaining joining a compound, or even entertaining signing over their property to a ministry, whether they call themselves Christians, Israelites, Nazarites, the remnant, whatever they want to call themselves, may we compare everything to the scriptures and be Bereans and test all things and test all things to the scriptures. And if it doesn't align with the scriptures, we throw it away. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in. We have weekly videos on this channel. We also have a secondary channel called Bible TV. Feel free to visit that one. That's more for those that are looking for fellowship. We have live services on the Sabbath there as well. So stay tuned to the channel. It's a true blessing. Again, kudos to Ringo TV Reactions for breaking a lot of this news that he broke out. I want to make sure he gets the credit for that. I just wanted to give my thoughts on it, because it really is truly sad for me to see that that people will pretty much sell their soul for $300 a week in alcohol and Cinemax and Showtime. That's when you know that we're at a bad place in this world. And the only way that we can come out of this bad place is by turning over to him. Okay, pride is the killer here. Turning over to him. Trust in God. He'll supply for you and your family. But run from Straight Way before it's too late.